Hello.
Yes, my name is Winston. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor. Did you request a call back?
Yes. This is Stephen Brazil, and I got laid off at Tiffin's, and I've been trying to get through all last week. Couldn't get through. Open the claim up that Monday before Thanksgiving, and y'all sent me a letter saying send a check stubs back from 2020. HR is supposed to be doing that. Well, when I went to file my claim that Sunday, it wouldn't take my password. I couldn't open or couldn't file a claim,
Were
and I
you,
can't do nothing.
did you file every week like you were supposed to since you opened the claim up, sir?
But when it asked for a password, it wouldn't let me go through. It wouldn't accept the password. It
What
wouldn't
was your password, sir?
Puffman S, capital S, Stephen Brazel. Wait a minute. Capital
No.
S, Brazel.
No, your password. No, your PIN number, sir.
6996.
So what do you mean? You wouldn't take your PIN number?
No, see, when I went to file my claim, it asked for my email, and I put my email, and it said password. I put the password in. It said that's not acceptable with the email.
Okay, yes, sir. So,
Then I pressed got the password, and it's popping up there. Sent a text or a number that ain't even mine. And I couldn't. I can't get into it.
you said you opened up a claim the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Have you been filing your weekly certifications ever since?
That's what I'm saying. Every time I tried, when it gets to the password, when you put your username in or email in, it says password. I put the password in, and it says it's not variable with that password though. Email. I can't get past that spot.
Have your social security number, sir.
427-576-996.
You read about your date of birth for me, please.
6-3-73.
Your date of birth for me, please.
June 3rd, 1973.
Your mother's maiden name. I need your mother's maiden name, sir.